Most of us don't have to risk our lives to go on vacation, but that doesn't mean that some people aren't deathly scared of flying. However, if airplanes do make you nervous, being a flight attendant probably isn't your best career move. But for commentator and flight attendant Hollis Gillespie, flying is just one of many anxieties.
I used to keep an army knife in my pocket because I have a fear of being locked in a trunk. I figured I could chisel my way out of the trunk at an intersection or something, or at least spring up after the killers open the trunk and use the knife's menacing can opener tool to peck at their heads and escape. My pocket knife, though, was confiscated 2 months ago by Albuquerque Airport Security. I was going to use that to cut myself free from a malfunctioning seatbelt in the event of a crash, I whimpered to myself as I saw the guard toss it into a box that contained a massive assortment of clippers, files, tweezers, and oddly, a curling iron. With the pocket knife gone, now I'll just have to think of a different way to escape in order to run away from danger. This all dates back to the PSA crash of 1978, in which a 727 jet collided with a Cessna, sending them both crashing into the ground and turning a suburban San Diego cul-de-sac into a charred pit of destroyed lives and homes. The wreck happened about a mile from where we had just moved, and I remember hearing about a man who reached for his wife in bed that morning, only to notice that she was much bigger than she should have been. Of course, it wasn't his wife he was embracing after all, but an unlucky dead woman who had fallen through the roof of his house because the plane she was in had disintegrated in the air over his home. If you go to that section of San Diego today, there is no trace of the crash other than a marked newness to the homes that had to be rebuilt in comparison to the ones that didn't. There is no sign, no ceremonial marker that I know of that distinguishes this neighborhood as a place of painful history, a place where, among other things, a man dozed with his wife 1 minute and awoke clutching the corpse of another woman the next. It is over. It is smooth. It is smoothed over. But still sometimes I panic when I see people jogging. To my eyes, for a second, they are not just running. They are running away. And I don't want to be left behind to face the threat they're fleeing. After that initial second passes, I realize there is no threat. None you can see coming, anyway. None you can point to while warning others. To this day, though, I still think about that poor man's skinny wife. Until recently, I always figured she got crushed by a beverage cart or something. Maybe that's why she was gone when he reached for her. But these days, I look at it differently. Maybe she was gone, I like to think, because she escaped.
Hollis Gillespie lives in Atlanta.